You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has had its worst day for COVID-19 deaths nationally. 58 deaths have been reported in New South Wales and Victoria, the highest daily toll of the pandemic for Australia. New South Wales reported 36 deaths, a daily record for the state, and 22 in Victoria, taking the toll past the 57 deaths reported on the 14th of January. Victoria had recorded 59 deaths on one day in September of 2020, but this included 50 people in aged care who had died in July and August. New South Wales reported 29,830 new cases, the majority recorded via PCR testing, while 2,850 people are in hospital, 209 of whom are in intensive care units. The state's chief health officer, Dr. Carrie Chant, had predicted a sharp rise in deaths was likely and is urging people to get booster shots.
Given the broader community transmission of COVID, I would like to flag that the number of deaths are likely to be high over coming days, but the key message is those boosters will improve the protection. It does take 7 to 14 days after the boosters to afford that protection, so I can't stress the urgency for taking up every booking available and get your boosters now.
New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet announced the grim toll.
Today is a very difficult day for our state. In the last 24 hours, we've had 36 people die with COVID-19. And can I extend, on behalf of the people of New South Wales, our condolences and our thoughts and prayers and hearts go out to all those families who have lost a loved one at this time. You know, we often over the last 2 years, you know, we can get focused on reporting the numbers. We shouldn't forget behind every one of those numbers is a loved one who may have passed away, or somebody who's in hospital or in ICU and going through a very difficult time.
Mr. Perrottet asked those in his state to keep doing what's necessary to reduce the pressure on the health system. He says the best way of ensuring strong economic recovery is to remain open and moving, including having children return to school on the scheduled date of the 28th of January.
We are determined to make it as smooth as possible. Now, that will mean at times teachers who are positive will have to isolate. It will mean at times that kids who are positive will need to isolate. But that is a better issue to be dealing with than having our schools closed. We need kids back in the classroom. It's best for them. It's best for their educational outcomes, their mental health, and their social outcomes, particularly in disadvantaged groups across the state.
The first 1.2 million rapid at-home tests ordered by the New South Wales government have arrived, with another 15 million expected within a week. The government's order of 50 million will be distributed to schools, social housing, vulnerable and remote communities. This comes as Victoria recorded 22 deaths, a significant increase from the 6 deaths reported in the previous 24 hours. 20,180 new cases have been reported across the state, with 1,152 people in hospital, including 127 in ICU. With that, a code brown has been declared for all Melbourne hospitals and 6 regional ones. A code brown allows hospitals to defer all non-urgent services and to direct staff to cancel planned leave. Austin Health's chief executive, Adam Horsburgh, says the code brown had to be put into place before it was too late.
Code brown is very much our operational system decision about when we believe the pressure in the system is sufficient that we need that response. The number of admissions for COVID is growing fast, and we believe therefore now is the right time. We don't want to leave this decision too late, which is why we believe now is the right time to take this step.
This is only the second time in the state's history that such an alert has been used. The first was issued at a Melbourne hospital in 2016 after thunderstorms caused widespread asthma attacks and hospitalizations. Acting Premier James Merlino says the state's busiest healthcare facilities have been asking for the code brown ahead of the expected peak in COVID hospitalizations.
COVID hospitalizations are already at record levels, and as we've seen in New South Wales, that's likely to increase by around 100 people per day. We will see the peak in hospitalisations and ICUs over the next 2 to 4 weeks. Hospitalisations lag a few weeks behind the peak of the numbers, and then ICU follows on from that. So if we see what we've been seeing in New South Wales of 100 a day, we could well get to over 2,500 hospitalisations and more over the next few weeks. So now is the right time to implement this plan. Now is the right time to act.
The Code Brown comes into force at midday on Wednesday and could last up to 6 weeks. Queensland has recorded 15,962 new cases, with the government moving to limit emergency department visitors as the state's outbreak grows. The new virus cases emerged after 32,506 tests across Queensland in the 24 hours to 6:30 a.m. on Tuesday took place. There are 819 patients being treated for COVID-19 in hospital and another 50 in intensive care, with 18 people on ventilators. Health Minister Yvette Doth says only one of the 45 virus deaths recorded since mid-December had received a booster vaccine.
Sadly, I'm reporting today 16 deaths as a result of COVID, the highest number that we have seen in a single day in Queensland since the pandemic started. This is 45 deaths now since the 13th of December, and I know the Chief Health Officer and I want to emphasise that of these 45 deaths, only one person has had a booster shot. And if I can implore anyone out there to do anything today to prioritise getting your booster, particularly if you are elderly and vulnerable, please come forward and get your booster, because we know that it makes a difference.
South Australia reported 2 deaths and over 3,000 new cases. Premier Stephen Marshall appeared optimistic, reflecting on the reduction of cases from the day before.
Yesterday we had a total of 3,079 positive cases in South Australia. This is a massive reduction in the day before, and it is certainly well below our 7-day average. Very importantly, yesterday we had 4,046 recovered. So more than 1,000 people recovered over and above the new infections in South Australia. I think this gives us another very clear indication that we are at or around that peak here in South Australia. And I think it gives us some optimism.
Meanwhile, Tasmania has reported 1,310 new COVID-19 cases, the highest figure since the 12th of January. 2 people are in intensive care, the most since the island state reopened to mainland hotspots in mid-December. 25 people are in hospital, with 12 of those receiving treatment specifically for virus symptoms. Both figures are a record for the state. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.